Welcome in here tonight with us to the Shepherd's Call. We got a great one lined up for you. We're going to get right into the message. We're live, and we're on WWCR, and we have a message that will begin tonight, and the title of our message is The 12 Gates of Enoch. The 12 Time Gates of Enoch. Got some good stuff for you, so you don't want to miss this next hour. So call a friend and tell them that Pastor Buddy in the Shepherd's Call is on the air. Now, we know by faith through grace, and that not of herself, it's a gift of our Creator that gives us knowledge to appear in His presence to worship Him in spirit and in truth, which is, Bible says in Romans 12:1, just a reasonable service. So this is Sunday, June the 13th, and like I say, we're live tonight on WWCR worldwide on the shortwave around the world. So call a friend and tell them that we're on. Let's get right into the message. We're going into 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Verse 3, that's where we're going to begin our text tonight. We want you to read along with us as we lay a little gestalt, groundwork, if you will, for the message tonight. Now, as we look into the scriptures face to face, we need to come to the point of reality that time begins and that time ends. But only the Father is in charge of that time. That to me is wonderful. For when they shall say, peace, peace, then cometh, listen to this now, when they say peace, peace, and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with a child, and they shall not escape. But you, brethren, are not in darkness, that that day should overtake you as a thief. But you're all children of light, and the children of the day. We are not of the night, nor of the darkness. That's going to be our message. God is light. We're going to look at the light vibrations in the time gates of the establishment of the gates of the divine covenant. It's all in Scripture. Now, let me give you some things to think about as we look at the time gates. Think about the times of worship, the times of refreshing. And how do we refresh? We refresh with the Sabbath. Every 6 days, we have a Sabbath day. So then, the times of refreshing would come on Sabbaths and the new moads or the new moons. Now, electromagnetic energy eyes, that's what I want you to view or to think and purpose in your mind tonight as we go into the rotation system of time gate. Enoch was a powerful figure in the book of Enoch. He's not mentioned much, although he was translated. And ladies and gentlemen, to be translated, you've got to have a lot of power, just like Elijah. So here we go, into the electromagnetic energy eyes of time gate. Now, what I'd like to establish, that we're going to leave the Levitical covenant of the law and move into what is known as the Melchizedek life station. Life. Remember, he said, you shall have life and have it more abundantly. But if you don't keep my commandments, you'll have death. So then, we must all appear before the judgment seat. Judgment seat? The 12 gates. Now, we read you in the Bible, in the 7th chapter of the book of Revelations, and how that the 12 tribes were chosen. And then we went to the 21st chapter of the book of Revelation, and we see some interesting things that are noted in the book of Revelation, chapter 21. Now, I'm going to start at verse 12. And the city, having the glory of God, and her light was likened to a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. Man, that's an awesome stone. And it had a great wall, and this wall was very high. And it had 12 gates. Here is the electronic energy eyes. We must all appear, if we belong to the 12 tribes, blood covered genetic offspring of the house of Israel. There is 12 gates into the city, according to Revelation 21:12. 12 gates. And at the gates, 12 angels. And names written thereon. Not names, but names. Now, isn't that incredible? That the names that were written thereon are the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. On the east, three gates. On the north, three gates. And on the south, three gates. And on the west, three gates. So these are time gates of electromagnetic energy eyes that watches, remember his eyes running to and fro through the earth, and the Father watches to see who is worthy and who will love him and who will keep his commandments and who will appear in the time gate of the chosen season of the 12 tribes of Israel. Now, space-time overlaps of the galactic time light threshold. We're going to talk about the Melchizedek life stations in space-time overlaps of galactic time light threshold appearances, meaning that we must appear in the time gate at the appointed times, because the Father has appointed a time, a rest time, a worship time, for us to appear before Him to worship in spirit and truth. Now, let's talk about not the Levitical brotherhood, but the Melchizedek brotherhood. As we are the temple of Yahweh, required and purposed to worship our Creator. And our body is only a vehicle wrapped in 12 meridians of indwelling light. This light is the Christ vibration of transfiguration. Now, we must change from ordinary to extraordinary before we can please our Father. Now let me repeat it. The Father expects the best from you. You must seek Him with all of your heart, your soul, your mind, and your strength. If a man says he loves God and won't keep His commandments, then there's no light in him. There's no truth in him. There's no purpose in him. There's no dedication in him. There's no backbone in him. There's no commitment. There's no sacrifice. And so then, why would our Heavenly Father sacrifice and dedicate Himself to you if you wouldn't sacrifice and dedicate yourself to Him? Now, that's a good question, and it's a fair question. And in the appraisal of the question, let's look into the time gates as they function through the 12 cycles of time, meaning out of the month, that would be a cycle system that would relegate and delegate to us the time to come and appear before the Father in the 12 gates, which is nothing more in the heavenly aspect of 12 constellations declaring the end from the beginning, and as an electromagnetic energy transformation of light as we appear in these energy zones to be recharged and refreshed and blessed and sanctified and numbered. Remember the names of the 12 tribes. That means everyone that belongs to the 12 tribes of Israel, yesterday, today, tomorrow, and forever, are eternally registered there from the foundation of the world. And he loses none. I'm going to repeat that powerful statement. In fact, of predestination, he knew us before the foundation of the world. Our names was on the Lamb's book. We was declared to be holy from the presence of God, from the foundation of the world, without fault. Oh yes, we got down here in the carnal third dimension world, and we forgot our Savior, we forgot our God, we forgot our Creator, we forgot we were energized light beings, and we wanted to be like the world, think like the world, talk like the world, act like the world, because we were in the world. But we are supposed to be in the world, but not of it. Anytime you join the world, anytime you make friends of the world, you become an enemy to the time gates. Because the world will drag you off to worship other gods and other time systems and take you out of the time zone of eternal light fellowship of the Creator. And you don't want that to happen anytime soon. Matter of fact, you don't want it to happen at all. If it happens to you, you're enticed and drawn away through your own lust and carnal, selfish realm of the flesh man. Remember now, the flesh man cannot, will not get into the dimensional shift change without the Spirit being the ruler in the kingdom. Now remember, the Bible says the Spirit's willing, but the flesh is weak. You see, the flesh man wants to do what he wants to do on the Sabbath day. He wants to have it his way. He's got a Burger King mentality. He's got a showboating hot dog style rather than the humble humility style that the Father seeks in all of us. Turn from your wicked ways, O Israel, and hear what the Spirit shall say unto the bride. And the bride said unto its children, come up here and sit and worship with me in heavenly places. I will make you the head and not the tail. I will give you a crown that is laid up from the foundation of the world. 12 meridians of indwelling light. This light is the Christ vibration of transfiguration. We've all got to change. We've all got to face the challenge. We've all got to come into the realm of light. Remember, the Bible says that the flesh man, it's literally what it's talking about, he hates the light. He don't want to appear. He has a conscience. He's not worthy. He has a guilty conscience that he would rather be doing something else, really. And so then, the best thing he can do is go to some dried up church and listen to some dried up preacher preach out of a Sunday school quarterly, or some silly woman with a quarterly, a Sunday school agenda, pre-made by man, and the Holy Spirit walked outside. And the realm of flesh dictated to the carnal mind of the third dimension, and he said, my people love to have it so. But the Bible says the carnal mind is not subject to the laws of God, and indeed cannot be. For God is a spirit, John 4:24, and seeketh such to worship him in spirit and truth. And if you're not presenting yourself as it is in the time gates of the electronic magnetic eye of our Father to behold you, to present yourself a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable upon the time gates of the time zones when the Father will appear to meet with you, and there you must meet with him.
He said, well, every day is a Sabbath day. Hey, Pastor, buddy. Glory to God.
Ladies and gentlemen, every day is not the Sabbath day to the Father. You've got 6 days to work, and then you keep the Sabbath. Every new moon comes, you've got to worship that. Every full moon, you've got to worship. You see, there is a cycle of work for 6 days, keep the Sabbath. After you declare the time gate beginning of each month in the time zone, and the gates are functioning and cycling through its proper cycle system. And there's 12 months, which represents the 12 gates, which encompasses all of the 12 tribes. As they rotate through the electronic magnetic eye of our Heavenly Father, who will energize those that will come in light and bathe you in light and change you and address you up in the clothes of light, which the Bible says you must be, for God is light, and God seeketh to search such to worship him who search for the good way. And when they find it, walk in and find rest for the soul. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a challenge to you. It is not some simple denominational John 3:16 mentality that will get you to heaven. I'm going to repeat that. Your approach to the Heavenly Father will take more than a John 3:16 mentality. You must advance far beyond John 3:16 to get the clear message and see the light. You must put on the whole armor at the armor of light, which is exactly what was the photographic negative of the envelope of light that surrounded Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and kept them from the fiery furnace and the wrath of the fire as they went through as ordinary men, beginning to become extraordinary men in the end. Now, we'll repeat that. The Father is looking for extraordinary men beyond the ordinary. You must become extraordinary to please God. For God seeketh such to worship and to please him. And if you refuse to appear when he appears in the time gate to receive your worship, to receive your praise, to be numbered, to be counted, to be identified, did you know that even the hairs on your head are numbered? Did you know that not one sparrow can fall to the ground without electronic magnetic response back to the Father, who knows even the balance and the precious few ounces that a sparrow weighs, that even when one falls to the earth in harm, or it gives up its light vibration and ceases to live, that the Father knows every sparrow that falls to the ground, and you're more valuable than sparrows, and you refuse to present yourself a living sacrifice according to Romans 12:1, and you think that you've done God a service when you go to Sunday school and throw your few coins into the collection plate, with your name written on the church scroll, where you and your family have gone for ages, but it's the same old plastic Jesus at Christmas and Easter with a Sunday school mentality, and yay, they are afraid to fall into the deep things of God, according to 1 Corinthians 2 and 10, and Hebrews 10, 31, it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you a challenge that he said, straight is the way and narrow is the gate, and a few there be that find the time gates. Straight is the gate. And the Bible said there were three gates north, three gates south, three gates east, and three gates west. So east, west, north, and south, the three gates, the time gates, the appropriate times that the Father has chosen for you to come and appear and receive the light of the vibration of transformation, because you must become a new creature in Christ. Well, that takes some power, Pastor Buddy. Yes, it does. It takes some struggling. The Bible said, strive to enter in at the straight gate. And yet people, they don't strive. They just go down and join the local church and go there once a week, maybe once a month, some not even once every 6 months, and some only appear once every year at Easter to worship Easter. And the pagan goddess of the great whore that corrupted the whole earth, according to Revelation 17. That the whore that came to corrupt the earth in her cup, oh, she was beautiful. She was a beautiful whore. Oh, she appealed to the carnal senses of the darkness of the carnal mind. You see, men love darkness better than light because they're deep of evil. Adam feared God to walk in the light. God is light. Adam would not walk in the light, so he hid among the fig tree people in the darkness. And there he found a solace. You think that it's a strange thing that we get naturally sleepy when darkness comes? And that we awaken and come to full speed and rotation when light comes? Don't you think it's odd that there's 12 hours of light and 12 hours of darkness, and each one has its purposes to teach us the value? You see, the flesh man is the dark, and the spirit man is the light. And these two are not compatible. You must kill, surrender the flesh man. You must strive, as I said, to enter in. That flesh man has to be put under subjection. How do you get him under subjection, Pastor Buddy? You got to pray, you got to fast, you got to commit, you got to be dedicated, you got to be devoted, and you got to be determined to press for the mark in the high calling, not the mark of the low calling. Everybody says, well, I'm saved, glory to God. I don't get to go to church as much as I'd like to, Brother Buddy. And now, glory to God, I believe the plan, oh honey. Glory to God, I believe I'm saved by grace. Glory to God, my name's on the Lamb's book. Glory to God, I belong down here to Oyala Creek Baptist Church. My dad went there for years and years and years. I went down there as a young boy. Glory to God, I got saved there when I was 9 years old. Glory, all those things are good. But what have you done? Have you pressed? Have you fasted a day in your life? Have you prayed in a commitment? Have you sacrificed your life? Have you given up the treasures of Egypt, which symbolizes darkness? Remember I said in Hebrews 10:31, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. Our God is a living God. Our God is a light God. and Satan is the prince of darkness. Oh, he masqueraded as the prince of light, but it's an illusion. Just like fool's gold, it's not real. Just like an artificial flower, you can fool people with artificial flower, but you can't fool a honeybee. His business is to know what's real and what's imitation. He'll never lie on an artificial flower when he's hunting for the real thing. Most Christians fall or lie into artificial substances of the third dimension and are afraid to go into the fifth dimension of pure spirit light, where they can appear, as it says, in the deep things of God. You must exit in an exodus of Egypt. Get into some of the metaphysical aspects of the time game. If we understand the sacred text, we're not merely looking into the past for information, but we're brought forth to the fullness of the truth for our lifetime in fulfillment of our destiny. We do have a destiny. Remember, you've been with me from the very beginning, saith Christ. Now, if we've been with him from the foundation of the world, with the names of the 12 tribes of Israel. Now listen to this. The memorial stone in the foundation of the 12 gates, mentioned in the 21st chapter of the book of Revelations, our names are written there. Past, present, and future. Now, we're beginning to see signs of not only higher intelligence, but we're able to use scientific instruments to understand the reality of a spiritual higher intelligence. Even science is now confirming an intelligence of a creation, and the 12 gates are applied to the 12 fundamental principles of the levels toward heaven. This intelligence, the Yah intelligence, as I call it, appears to be working in the people of Yah on this planet now more than ever. All of the walks of our life are now coming into a positive change that will bring us through our own time relation moment in history, where we shall all change in the twinkling of an eye. And I told you about the dimensional shift that is coming from the third dimensional carnal mind to the leap of the fifth, sixth, and possibly seventh dimension, where we will ascend, where we will gather in heavenly places. I'm talking about in our minds, our spirit mind. Remember, in the spirit, there's neither time nor space. So we have now the ability to understand the revealed blueprint of how the spiritual and scientific consciousness of our movements of thought in the over-self, our spirit then, now made perfect to fulfill our destiny and to keep the time appointments to appear before our Father. Now, we are the divine order of Melchizedek, and we are in the power of collective transformation. Now remember, when we move into the time gates, these are the sequential time gates where we're energized, keeping the commandments to appear before him. That's why that all the circles, stone circles that are found around the world and remain mysterious. Most people think that they were used for sacrifices, human sacrifices and things of this nature, paganism. And yet, these are the very articles of declaration of faith that the Father writ in the Bible when Noah actually started with Abel, who built an altar to offer up his offering. Cain built one to offer up his. In this case, it began a choosing this day who you will serve, for the sons of light and the sons of darkness both came to present themselves before the Father. The Father rejected the sons of darkness, Cain, and the Canaanite seed, and their affiliations, and their blood mixtures in the earth today are no longer accepted in the presence of our Father for sin, and these are sinners fallen without grace. No redemption, no recovery, no covenant, no contract, no promise, no oath of allegiance. And the Father doesn't even recognize them anymore. Now, together we must start with a vision. Remember, the Bible said, without a vision, the people perish. We have to have a vision of our Father and our planet surrounded by a hierarchy of cosmic teachers or light beings to show the way. Remember now, we have episodes in the Bible where that these watchers would step out of the time gate into the life of certain individuals. I can name several in the Bible, but won't. You say, well, that don't happen anymore. Folks, it happens every day to individuals, but these individuals, when they try to relate back their connection to the higher consciousness, the people of the world are so carnal they reject them outright and brand them a heretic, New Ager, or something to that effect, taking away the key of knowledge, refusing to enter in and would hinder those it would, with a bell box mentality of those that are superficially worshiping in a traditional mode that the Father has outright rejected. We must develop our life connection. Now remember, we must enhance, let it grow, let it process, let it work. Our dimension of life connection. Life principles are in the time gauge of the Book of Enoch. And of course, life is as we develop as with a continuing experience of life, connected not with one, but with many of those who are evolving back toward the Father. And as we develop in our love and understanding of higher worlds, we will be blessed with experiencing the gifts of the Spirit, and we will realize that what many call historic metaphors are in truth scientific reality. These realities already actually exist and are not imaginary. Remember, faith is what moves. These the truths that are written in the Bible. These realities are time gate openings of the inner and outer boundaries of our own planetary evolution, whereby we graduate into the first-hand experience of other sons and daughters of higher dimensional life, because we are space-time. Remember, we are the translation of transcended of the life principles where our Father dwells. Remember, He dwells in the heavens. What is the heavens? It's a state of consciousness of a higher sacred dimension than is the third dimension. You are of this world. I am not of this world, He said. And neither are my sheep. My sheep are pilgrims and strangers. I come to gather them and to develop them, and to grow them into spirit beings of consciousness of eternal life principles, and then I will separate them from the tares and the goats. I will gather the wheat into my granary, those precious nuggets of pure gold. I will take the tares and the wicked that has sown the tares among the wheat, and I will destroy them, saith Yahweh. Now, let's look at the tremendous challenges that are before us in our spiritual journey back to the Father. The conditions of education, responsibility, and purpose and direction are all focused into the sons of light. Now, with the shifting of these dimensional portals, we shall have access to the tree of life. We will become energized with the reinstatement of the 12 strands of cosmic fibered DNA that will reattach our brain cells, nerve endings, if you will, back into the 12 gates, where we will be interconnected to the living mechanism of spirit-oriented subjects that are now worshiping Him and caught up in heavenly places. The dimensional shift, the change, the elements, Peter said, will felt with fervency. What elements would he be talking about? He was talking about the chaff, burning up the chaff, moving out the carnal, destroying the mind of opposition, the darkness, the matter. Long have we wandered in the gray area of the matter of time. Long have we sought the Father in simplicity of life. He had hid himself from us, and for us to recover, and for us to come back into the higher intelligence or higher evolution and the subtle ways that are making themselves known to this people throughout the planet along an orientational phase of spiritual comprehension and development, that we might have access back to the tree of life. Now, this tree of life is when we come in to the peaceful realm of shalom and spiritual understanding. When we join our friends that are on the other side, who are helpmates, who are standing by to lead and guide us and take us into the inward path where we have refused for so long to go, where we can have a divine communion to share the agape love with the living eternal, and to co-share in the work that Christ extended in the divine love across time and space, when he said, "Whosoever will come to me, him I will not cast out. Behold, I stand at the door and knock." This is an interdimensional knock, as it says in Luke chapter 17 and verse 20-21. Now, if we use self-reflection, private prayer, in a meditative mode that can be applied also with the sacred music as light and sound, and the sacred sounds in developing a self-collective language of the Holy Spirit that can truly open the paraphysical doors of crosstalk between conscious levels of creative experience. Amen, Mark. That we can develop through these open physical gates from the crosswalks of time between conscious levels of created experience only in the Father. Now, we should also seek for divine principles or presence of divine. We should always seek to walk with Yahweh, as did Adam, before Adam fell. As Abraham walked with God, we should all seek to walk. How did Abraham walk with him? We must reflect positive thinking and a healing and a reattachment of the missing links to our minds. Our brain only operates in one-third of its capacity, and science has long been mystified why that we cannot think to full capacity. Someone has disconnected our connection back to the Father. Somebody's pulled the plug. Who would that be? An enemy has done this, said the Messiah. The enemy has sowed the tares. The enemy has disrupted. The enemy has come to kill, to steal, and destroy. The enemy has come to give us the third dimensional pleasures of this world. The enemy has come to give us a good life. Satan don't want you to suffer. He wants you to enjoy your reign, to keep yourself busy, to keep many irons in the fire, to take your mind off of the true purpose of why you're here. Satan has no desire for you to break through the carnal veil of understanding in the third dimensional realm of seeing right into a way that is right. Satan will fight you, and you must struggle, and you must strive, and you must seek. That's the three S's. Struggle, strive, and seek to enter in at the straight gate. For many, I say unto you, will strive, but not be able. Blessed are your eyes, for they see. Blessed are your ears, for they hear. Why? Because you've obeyed. Because you've entered the time zone of the corrective life energy. You see, when we get in the straight path, then we have no more curves. Satan cannot throw us a curve, and we cannot be deceived as others really are deceived as they struggle in their attempts to find God in the third realm of the carnal mind. These are the grim reapers of reality. If we sow to the flesh, we shall reap corruption. As we work throughout the world, we must realize and recognize that there are those light workers in each section of the earth that have come together to harness their energies to activate the grids of ancient knowledge, of technical knowledge, of higher knowledge, of pure knowledge, so that the fullness of the Mighty Ones and the planetary pilgrims can manifest the light on planet Earth in order to find our way back to our long home where we long as pilgrims and strangers to gather with Him and take our sabbatical rest in Him. He that will believe shall enter into my rest, and those that have an unbelieving heart of unbelief shall not enter into my rest. We must rise to the occasion. We must seek Him while He can be found. Call on Him while He's near. We must put away all of the third realm carnal foolishness of the obtaining success. Life is more than meat. You know what the Bible says? A man's labor is, all of a man's labor is to feed his mouth, and yet his appetite is never filled.
We can eat 10 times a day, and tomorrow you'll be more hungry than you was yesterday. So an appetite is never filled. You see, the more you eat, the more you want. The less you eat, the less you want. It's a paradox of opposite. Man shall not live by bread alone. Man shall not live by fancy clothes. Man shall not live with a fancy car. Man shall not live. Oh, yes, he will be recognized in the world and his community that he's living. He will have distinction and honor because he dresses nice. He's clean. He smells good. He looks good. He's got on the latest style of clothes and fashions. He has the sunglasses, the $1,000 shoes, the $1,000 suit, custom fitted. His car is stylish and is speedy and is painted to the appealing colors of the eye. Oh, how we lust, how we like to keep up with the Joneses, how we like to have all the things of the world. Seek that. And Christ said, seek ye these things that come from above. You see, the prophets of old were considered to be lunatics. They were considered to be fanatical idiots, crazed, and foolish individuals. But they were men of renown, men of faith, men of power. And yet, their own people hated them and they despised them. But when we find ourselves as cosmic catalysts, prepared for the greater work of connecting to the beginning and the end, the Aleph and the Tav, the Alpha and the Omega, into the heavenly circle of the time gates, when we appear to be energized, we begin to change drastically. Every man and woman that I've ever taught have told me, if they spent time in my teaching, if they practiced the teaching that I've given them from the bottom of my heart through many days of fasting and praying and seeking for knowledge, each and every one tells me that they have been drastically changed and modified to think in different light than they had before they met me. Now, you must make a change in those that you meet. You must give them hope with reality, not hope with fear, ignorance, and superstition. You must present to them the truth. The Bible said, the truth shall make you free. Everyone that has a measure of truth within the responsible zone of his knowledge. You see, we don't all have the same level of knowledge. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word. Faith is the evidence of things, the substance of things. Or the evidence of things not seen. So then, if a preacher preaches to you, and you achieve a deeper knowledge, and you have these opening of the higher faculties of the mind, you now will unite the left side of the brain with the right side, and this gives us the ability to learn through what we call manifestation of visualization, and the learning comes through the photographs or the picture graphs of our spirit mind appearing in the negative frames of the time gates where we are energized through this electromagnetic induction of energy that flows through the time gates at the time appointed when the Father will meet with us in heavenly places and sit with us as we worship Him and He receives our worship on the days as He appointed through the time gates that Ezekiel saw in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 46, verses 1 through 2. Oh, it's wonderful. Oh, it's joy. You're listening to Pastor Buddy tonight. We're live on WWCR. Now, if you'd like to write me, simply write Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box, 2284, in Tazewell, Tennessee,
The zip 37824. That's Pastor Buddy. Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. The zip 37824. Now, if you'd like to call me, I'm live tonight. You can call me at area code 423-626-2172. Now, call me, and we'll talk about the time gates that are structured in the Book of Enoch. They're spoken about periodically throughout the Bible. We have given you references and places and things where that you can attune to the higher teaching consciousness, which activates the development of your mind and gives you ability to interact with the environmental spirit through visual, sound, light stimulation. Do you want to be energized? Keep the faith. Do you want to be energized? Keep the commandment. Do you want to be energized and keep the Sabbath and the time gates of the reality zone, where that you can press toward the mark? See, the mark in your forehead is according to Revelations 14 and 1. Whereas the Babylonian mark of the false worshipers of God is written in Revelations 13 and 1. So that's the difference. It's a fine line between those that are serving God and those that are serving Yahweh. You see, there's many gods. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 8 says there's many gods and many lords. These people out here in the bell-box churches, out of time sequence, with their brain parked in the foliars of the large auditoriums and sanctums where they gather to keep their Christmas pagan tradition of Easter Bunny, of turning their backs on the a father's face to the west, and worshiping the sun risen to the east, and the S-U-N rather than the F-O-N, and that's what they're doing. So, this is Pastor Buddy, a worldwide radio. We're glad to have you aboard tonight. Write me. I'll see you next Sunday night for part two of the Time Gate of Enoch. Don't miss these four exciting messages on Time Gate and the Reality Zone of Truth. Until then, I'll see you next Sunday night, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on Worldwide, www.cr. Yahweh Bud.